As far as Susan Greenfield is concerned, news that Waukesha might return treated wastewater via the Root River could not come at a worse time. She's executive director of a grassroots group called Root Pike Win. It emerged through a DNR push in 2000 to protect watersheds and has since been drafting a comprehensive plan, along with a collection of other agencies, to restore the river.
So there are studies underway, various field studies, ongoing water quality monitoring in some cases and locations on the river that have never been monitored before.
After years of work, Greenfield says the plan is 5 meetings shy of implementation.
What the study is doing is going to help us identify what the most serious problems are so we can really target the efforts throughout the Root River.
We're standing midway along the river's meandering course off Highway 38 on 5 Mile Road.
It's a great place to throw in a kayak or a canoe and just head down the river.
The watershed embraces 117 miles of streams connecting portions of Waukesha, Milwaukee, and Racine counties. The Root River spills into Lake Michigan in Racine's downtown harbor. Just like other waterways of the region, Greenfield says farming and development have altered its original character.
Suffering from a great deal of polluted stormwater runoff, we need to do a better job now managing what we call non-point pollution.
What Greenfield says she has also seen are communities quietly working to reduce their stormwater impacts on the river.
Racine County Conservation has been working for years with farmers to put in buffers and, you know, other practices that reduce the runoff coming off from farmland. We just need more of it.
On the urban side, she cites modification the village of Greendale has made to a major thoroughfare.
Grange Avenue was rebuilt with essentially rain gardens going down the middle of it, and the road was built to slope toward that.
And the upcoming completion of a car park in Franklin.
Milwaukee County will be building a parking lot that's porous pavement at the sports complex, very near the river. And the point of that, of course, is to infiltrate water and keep it from running off the parking lot and carrying pollutants into the river.
Greenfield believes the trick to maintaining momentum hinges on perception.
The river is, in fact, cleaner, but also people's perception of the river has changed, and they see it as, you know, an important artery in, you know, our community.
The river advocate fears residents could lose heart if Waukesha receives the green light to use the river to send up to 11 million gallons of treated wastewater a day on its return trip to Lake Michigan.
I personally don't think it should be returned in a natural waterway at all, but, you know, my board of directors has not taken a stand one way or the other, and they want to see what the environmental impact study says, and I think that's probably a good thing for all of us to do and to be engaged in the public meetings that will take place and make sure that there's good science and good data being used to make a recommendation.
For instance, Greenfield wants evidence to support recent assertions that more water in the Root River would improve its quality.
You know, and we're seeing, you know, big changes really in precipitation in this region. We're getting wetter, we're having more severe storms. So that needs to be factored into the environmental impact study. And that's certainly when they have public hearings is something, you know, I will want to make sure is factored in.
She admits this would not be the first time a water utility would pour its wastewater into a river, so she's keen to dig into case studies from other places where it's happening.
Tell us about those other rivers and how that turned out, because we're talking about an 80-year agreement.
Greenfield says she'd like to think Wisconsin can learn lessons before making a final decision on Waukesha's water plans. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.